With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration will soon expand its immigration operations in Chicago. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirmed plans for a stepped-up presence of federal agents in the nation's third-largest city. She told CBS's Face the Nation that more resources will be added to ICE operations in Chicago. President Trump has lashed out at Illinois' Democratic governor and Chicago's mayor for crime problems. Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker are planning to sue if the president moves forward with the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. judge blocking Uncle Sam from deporting Guatemalan kids who had crossed the border without families. The judge ruling Sunday after their lawyers said the youngsters were loaded onto planes overnight. But government lawyers maintain the children are not being deported, but rather reunited with parents and or guardians. Israeli forces have taken out a key Hamas figure.
Israel killed a longtime spokesperson for Hamas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He spoke at a security cabinet meeting discussing the expanding offensive in some of Gaza's most populated areas. There were no plans to discuss ceasefire negotiations, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Netanyahu also said the remains of two Israeli hostages, Idan Shtivi and Ilan Weiss, were recently recovered. The Israeli military believes 20 hostages are still alive. I'm Julie Walker.
Grand jury indicting two civilian workers on charges they caused the Navy to provide the Hawaii Department of Health with false information about jet fuel that spilled from a Pearl Harbor storage facility and seeped into drinking water. This is SRN News. Well, most transgender Americans are very young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generations.
Several Florida cities facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the state transportation department, communities are being ordered to remove them by next month. In July, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave governors 60 days to identify those improvements. This is SRN News. A Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the crime rate has become so bad in the District of Columbia, it's actually higher than in some notorious foreign cities.
In fact, in 2023, I think this is kind of an interesting stat, D.C. had roughly the same murder rate as Trinidad and Tobago. The State Department tells Americans to reconsider travel to Trinidad and Tobago because of crime. It's one of the nations that they're like, you shouldn't travel to. Or a capital has but roughly the same murder rate.
And he says the average American may not realize how out of control crime was under Biden.
D.C. last year, the police, they posted on their social media, you know, tips to avoid carjacking. And it was like, drive in the middle lane. When you're driving, make sure your car doors are locked.
And Pfeiffer was interviewed earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.